You're tuned to The Weekend, a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. Good afternoon. I'm Louis Sines, your host for The Weekend. And joining us today are Lyra Marivani and Kayla Suarez. And they're with the YWCA. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the various programs that the YWCA has to offer for you, and also luncheon coming up a few weeks. And they're going to talk a little bit about that, what to expect there, and also the great keynote speaker that they have. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Now, let's start first of all with a lot of people sometimes get the YWCA and YMCA mixed up, and just the fact that there are a lot of different programs that you all have to offer in addition to physical fitness. So if one of you wants to start off and just share with us what the YWCA does.
Oh, my goodness. We do so much. Of course, we have our five fitness centers throughout the city. We also have the Economic Empowerment Division. So they help with debt management, budget counseling, home ownership counseling, credit score counseling. They do everything, anything that you can think of to help with financial literacy, financial independence. They do it, and it's all for a low fee or free. It depends on what you can afford. So no one's going to be turned away for money to come get help with their money.
And as I mentioned, Lyra is also here with us. And Lyra is the Constituent Engagement Administrator. Tell us a little bit about what that title does.
So many things.
Yes.
My department oversees our fundraising events. So our women's luncheon, our walk a mile in her shoes, no fixed address, race against racism. We also do the marketing for all of our programs. Kayla mentioned our economic empowerment division, but we also have childcare, our early learning academies, our after school program, as well as health and wellness and everything else. And on top of that, we oversee the customer service department, which is the front desks at the branches. So it's a little bit of everything. No day is exactly the same, and it keeps us busy.
And I'm glad you mentioned the fact that you all are having a lot of fundraising activities, and this luncheon is a big part of it, because we all know that with the economy, things are hard, and especially if you work for a nonprofit like ourselves as a radio station, the fact that you have to go out to the people and you have to ask them to help you out. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about this upcoming luncheon. And is this your major fundraiser?
It is. So this luncheon, it's in its 24th year. We bring a woman to be the keynote speaker. We try to find someone that really personifies our mission, someone that works towards the betterment, not just of women, but that meets either the other goals that we have, whether it be education or financial health or, you know, physical health. So this is our largest luncheon. We expect around 1,600 to 1,700 people every year. And it's really a great event when you go and you see all these women and men. We have a lot of men that go as well that step up to the plate and invite their friends just to see them together supporting the mission of the YWCA. That's the main reason that we get to do what we do.
And you mentioned that you always try and choose a keynote speaker to inspire ladies and gentlemen and the community in general. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us the speaker for this year.
So this year's speaker, her name is Erin Gruwell, and you might not know her name off the top of your head, but if you've seen the film Freedom Riders that came out a few years ago, that's her story and the story of her students. She taught in her first year at an underserved district, and she had students who, they had other things going on, you know, they had to work or they had gang activity in their community, and she changed their lives through her teaching methods. And she went on to start a foundation where she can spread that message and teach other educators how to do the same thing.
Having this being your 24th annual dinner or lunch, excuse me, it has to be difficult to find out who you're going to get to speak, because there are so many outstanding women out there.
My goodness. Yes, we already have a list of possibles for next year, because we're always hearing names and people we think would be inspiring. So we pick them. Our staff kind of comes up with a list, and we have a committee of volunteers and board members, staff who just discuss possibilities, who we look at excerpts of them speaking and see what they speak about, if it speaks to our mission. And then we we select them that way with the help of our committee.
Lyra, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about, you know, the role, because you mentioned men and women. And again, a lot of times people associate the YWCA with women, but there are a lot of men involved in some of your activities, as we found out when Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men found out just how difficult it is to walk in your all shoes. Share with us, if you wouldn't mind, some of the perhaps both of you can share with us here about past events and some of the things that you've heard from these speakers and how they inspired other men and women in our community.
Well, every year we've had such a unique message. No two messages are the same. No two backgrounds are the same. These past 4 years that I've been going to the luncheon, we've heard Nelly Golan speak. She is a Latina businesswoman. We heard Amanda Wirt speak. She was Miss Veteran America. We heard Sabrina Fulton speak, the mother of Trayvon Martin. And this year, we're just super excited to have Erin. Every year, we just hear wonderful feedback from everybody. Nobody leaves the luncheon the same way that they walked in. And for me personally, it's about seeing somebody else's story and hearing what they went through. Amanda Wirtz, she was very ill and she was able to overcome that to participate in the military and then become Miss Veteran America. And it's just a story of endurance and perseverance. And, you know, you go and you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of it, but it shatters, you know, any preconceptions that you might have of the person that's going to be speaking. And it really just makes you see that people are capable of great things.
Speaking of that, sometimes, Kayla, people may look at other people, other homes, other families, and they go, gosh, you know, if only I could blank, if only I could blank, then everything would be okay. And these luncheons and some of these speakers that you all have, and also addition to your staff and other members, inspire families, inspire women and men and children to carry on and say, you know what, I can do that. And I'm thinking about the economy, and some people say, I'd like to have a home, but I can't afford it. And you all assist in that by offering budgeting and financial help, et cetera, if you wouldn't mind sharing with that.
Sure. So like I said before, it's called our Economic Empowerment Division. And like you said, no two situations are the same. Some people, you come in and you hear something like that and you have this picture in your mind of somebody who just can't get on their feet. We heard a story not that long ago about somebody who was very well off and he was having trouble with his credit score and he didn't know what to do. And so he came to us and they were able to help with that. So it's almost everybody can benefit from our programs. We have help with student loans. We have actually coming up an economic empowerment conference the weekend before our luncheon on April 22nd. And it's at our Joyce James branch at 1600 Brown. And it's in the morning from 8 to 12. And we're going to have sessions in English and in Spanish about things like budgeting, debt management, student loans, investment, all kinds of things that I hate to say it again, but literally everybody can benefit from hearing from these speakers.
And you know, I'm glad you mentioned student loans, because this is a time of year when students are applying for FAFSA and different financial aid packages. Yet there are a lot of obstacles, because some students want to go to school, or perhaps they have already carried on with life and they want to return to school, but life makes it difficult. Jobs, family. Or perhaps they defaulted on a loan and they think that because of that, they can't go back to school.
So I would definitely recommend anybody who fits that description come to the YWCA or to the Economic Empowerment Division. And our number there is 519-0034. And the first session, first meeting is free, and you just sit down with a counselor and they're going to discuss everything you just said. You know, what's your financial past? What are your goals? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to retire early? Would you like to buy a home? And then they'll sit down and make a plan with you and help you throughout every step of the way that they can. That's really what the YWCA is. It's just helping people get on their feet and make the best life that they can.
A lot of times, every year you all honor people in our community who have given back who are role models. And a lot of times, you know, people say, well, you know, let's and I'm not saying this is bad for you all, bringing somebody in from out of town. But sometimes we tend to overlook what we have in our own home, in our own yard, and realizing that, hey, there's a gem right here. And you all honor those gems every year.
Yes. And we have a wonderful board of directors, wonderful committees. They're all volunteers. And it's just wonderful to see these women who are mothers. They're leaders in their professions. They work. They have a life, but they just give so much back to their community through the YWCA. And they really speak to our mission. And they inspire me because, I mean, it's my job, but they do it because they really love El Paso and want to give back.
And childcare is something that you all offer. And that's another thing that sometimes keeps people back because they want to go back to work or school, but childcare is a problem.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always say part of our mission is to empower women, and women aren't defined by if they have children. But if you are a mother and you want to go back to work and that's your decision, you should be able to. So we have affordable childcare, Lyra mentioned, our early learning academies. We have several of those throughout the city, and we offer scholarships, discounts. We can help if you just ask. If you come and you have questions, our customer service department can help figure out what works best for you. And we also have in more than 40 locations throughout the city our after-school programs. And that's from the moment the bell rings to end school till about 6 o'clock. So parents can work a full day and then they don't have to worry about what's my child doing? Are they doing their homework? Are they safe? Are they being cared for? And that really helps as well.
Talking about going back to school, not necessarily academia, but sometimes we want to take a class, learn how to do something. And you all offer various classes to the community in different areas, whether it be physical fitness, the budget, as you mentioned, or just, you know, something that they want to learn and find out a little bit more about. And it doesn't have to be a six-week course or an eight-week course. It could be a Monday workshop or a Saturday workshop. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of those workshops that you all have coming up.
Well, like Kayla mentioned, we have our Economic Empowerment Conference, and I really would like to stress that sometimes getting help has a bad connotation to it, but it's really smart. I've made bad decisions with my credit cards that, you know, I went and I got help for my student loans, like you mentioned. And in our branches, we do have our music lessons if people want to come and learn how to play the piano or ballet, you know, things that you don't really associate with the YWCA. That's something that we offer. We also have our racial justice program that does a facilitator trainings for the community. So like Kayla said, there's just so many things that are available for the El Paso community.
I'm interested in finding out more about that one in particular, racial justice. What is that all about?
So part of our mission is to eliminate racism and empower women. We have a racial justice director. We do racial justice trainings for corporations, and it's how you can speak to diversity and understand the current situation, the world we live in, the climate, how certain things that you might – words you might use, they don't sound bad to you, but how it might be offensive. And the history, he focuses a lot on the history of El Paso and the way Mexicans were treated in the past and how far we've come in that area. So it's just really – fascinating to learn about the different
prejudices yes. that we carry. That's one thing that really opened my eyes when, you know, we go through a racial justice training. It's a mini training when you're hired on to the YWCA. And they just, in a very subtle way, can highlight what you're carrying. Because personally, I don't think I, you know, carry all these thoughts or assumptions. But when you really just scratch the surface, you realize that, you know, that's something that we have been indoctrinated to think, or, you know, you just assume that it's okay. So that's really something that I admire about the program, that it really opens your eyes to the way that you think and to be able to see yourself in that light and know what you're carrying around and why.
And you talked about, you know, cultural differences, and sometimes it may be the way we were brought up and something that our parents say, or our aunt, grandma, it may be a term of endearment. But it may be offensive to somebody else because it has different meanings, different connotations. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes, as you mentioned, Lyra, the fact that counseling or help, any of these classes, they have negative connotations saying, okay, I don't need to go to that because I don't need counseling. I don't need financial help. I don't need – but it's the fact that, and as you just mentioned earlier, Kayla, the fact that this gentleman who was very well off did need financial help because everybody has problems, regardless, rich, poor, color, skin, whatever. It's something that we all face.
And not even necessarily problems, questions. Maybe you've never really had to budget, especially if you're just starting out and you got your first job. You want to buy your first home. And what does that even look like? How do you even start to get funding for that? What's the loan process? We can answer those questions.
And sometimes people have, I don't want to say shame, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Right.
They're embarrassed because, well, I don't want people to think that I don't take care of my money. Or, you know, even if we're in a class, in a workshop somewhere, people are afraid to ask questions because they think they may be singled out. And then somebody else asks that question and they go, oh, I'm glad they asked.
Well, our counseling is one-on-one. And I would just say, don't be embarrassed because, like we just said, you're 100% you're not alone. So if you have any questions, and this goes also, we haven't really spoken a lot about our transitional living center. So if you need any sort of help, it's out there. And we help with childcare. We help with physical fitness. I mean, if you want to come take Zumba or Aqua Zumba, give us a call. If you want to get started on your health and wellness journey, stop by and see what we can help with. If you need help, if you check your credit score and you don't know what it means or how you can make it better or why it's going down, we can help.
I'm glad you mentioned Transitional Living Center because that is something that gets overlooked sometimes. And this is something very important to all who are involved.
Yes, it's our Sarah McKnight Transitional Living Center. And we offer housing and supportive services to women and children experiencing homelessness in the community. And it's just an amazing, sometimes you hear the stories, some of them have gone through, we always say the women at the Transitional Living Center, we see them on the worst days of their lives and we help them get back on their feet through, you know, classes. We have life skills classes, something as easy as learning how to type a resume up or open a bank account that seems secondhand to a lot of us, but to some people it's just not, and they need help, they can get it there, the support that they need.
That has a negative connotation as well sometimes, homelessness. And people don't realize that anyone can be one paycheck away from being homeless. And especially when you have children, that is very heartbreaking as well because a mother wants to take care of her children at any risk, at any cost. And I'm not singling out that only moms do that, but we hear a lot of stories about single moms, single dads sometimes, and they're involved as well. But just the fact that you're a single mom and all of a sudden you're faced with a situation as to where am I going to get the next meal for my children? Where am I going to house them? It's hot, it's cold. And also, where are they going to go to school?
It's funny you brought that up. I just met and spoke to a woman living at our Transitional Living Center last week. And like you said, it was one thing after another for her. She was taking her child to Juarez for childcare because she couldn't afford it here. And I'm not sure the whole process. She lost her car over there. She didn't have permission to be driving it or something like that. So she did lose her car, and then she couldn't take her child to Juarez for childcare. She couldn't afford it here. She couldn't get to work. And she was a model employee. They loved her there. And she lost her job because she couldn't find childcare. And the next step, of course, she lost her house. She couldn't pay her rent. And so she's at the TLC right now. And that's all she says. You know, I just wasn't anything that I did wrong necessarily. It's just one thing after another. And here I am. And all I want is to get back on my feet. All I want is to find that job so I can help my children. Obviously, you know, they go from living in a house to living in our Transitional Living Center. And it's a nice place, but it's not your own home. And so the children want to be back where they were before. And that's her driving force in life.
So, Kayla, what is the process? If someone is in need mm-hmm. of using the Transitional Living Center, are they referred to you by someone else? How does that work?
Yes. Usually we get our clients through referrals. And a lot of them, like we mentioned before, domestic violence, they go to the police or they go to the Center Against Sexual and Family Violence, anything like that. And then they get referred to us. And if we have space, we can sometimes get them in within that day. It's just an interview. What are you looking for? What do you need help with? Here's how we work. Welcome.
How big is the center?
God, it depends. Because
it varies. Because,
like, family size.
Yes. So we have a lot of different families. We have women that are single, that don't have any children. And then we have moms with, you know, 5 or 6 children. So it really depends on the time of year.
Last year, total, we housed, I think, 308 people. So 104 women and 204 children throughout the year.
And do you have services also for older people? Or is this just for women and men who are facing situations like this?
There's no age limit at our transitional living center. There's no age limit at any of our programs. Our health and wellness, we're a part of Silver Sneakers.
And we do have our senior housing program that is specifically for seniors, low-income seniors that want a place to live, a community of their peers. And that is also located at 1600 Brown Street. And it's really special to see these, you know, gentlemen and women who make friends with the staff. There's one gentleman who's the YWCA grandpa. And so we do have a service that's specifically for seniors. But like Kayla said, the Transitional Living Center is open to all ages.
Tell us about Silver Sneakers. You kind of piqued our interest there.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple programs, and it's my understanding is it's through insurance. And so there's no cost to you if you qualify. And you walk into the branch nearest you and you ask them if you qualify, and then if you do, they sign you up right there. And that's open to all of our classes, our aqua aerobics, aqua Zumba, the workout, the weight rooms, anything like that. So it's good for anybody who's looking to improve their health, anybody who's looking to be part of a community. We have one of my favorite participants at one of our branches. She's 63. She's retired. She's amazing. She does things that I can't do, and she is so passionate about the YWCA because she found a community there. She works out with a small group of people, and they're her friends, they're her family. She has so much fun. She's there every time I go, and she always talks about how she has grandchildren, and she's keeping up with them. She's in amazing shape, and she can do things that she never thought she was going to be able to do. And so I think that's what it's really about. It's about improving your life, not necessarily, you don't come in and say, I want to lose 10 pounds. You come in and you say, how can I be better? How can I be healthier? What can I do to be different?
And it sounds, Lyra, like as Kayla was mentioning, that it's not just the programs specifically, but the people who you engage with, and they encourage you, they help you out, or you may encourage someone else to do the same thing.
Yes. And that's the great thing about the YWCA. We have such a wonderful community of members, of participants, of staff. We have so many different programs. We get to see the parents of the children that go to our after school programs or to our early learning academies, and they form a family as well. They are impacted every day by, you know, the good quality of the care. It's not just a babysitting service. The children learn literacy and math and, you know, dance and just the arts. And it's beautiful to see that they're creating a community as well. And they love their teachers. They love their directors. And I know in health and wellness, Diana, our administrator, she just loves all of the people that go and visit our branches. So it is a community and a family.
And it's getting to be that time of year here where it's just so darn hot that you yeah. just want to go to the grocery store and the frozen food section.
Yeah.
But you all have swimming classes and swimming programs.
Yes, we do. We have, like I said, I'm obsessed with the aqua Zumba. We're the only place in El Paso that has aqua Zumba. And it's low impact. It's in the water, but you get the fun moves and fun music of Zumba. And also our swimming lessons for all ages. Private lessons, group lessons for children, everything that you can think of. And swimming, in a way, it's an important skill, especially if you're a parent and your child's going to be around water. It's about safety. But also when you just see a kid, you know, float for the first time after they've been practicing or do that stroke perfectly, and it gives them confidence. When you learn to do it right and you achieve something, it gives them more than just a skill. It gives them a feeling of confidence.
And you mentioned that it's great for parents to see the children doing that. And sometimes we have a lot of people here in the El Paso area say, well, I don't need to swim because we're not really around water. Mm-hmm. But it's a very important skill.
It's true. I was actually a lifeguard at the YWCA a long time ago. And like Kayla said, it's so important to have the skill. You could drown in a tablespoon of water. I mean, people don't really know how dangerous it really is. And it really just takes 1 second for you to be distracted or for you to look away. And just knowing that your child has the ability to save themselves or, you know, call for help, that's so important. And we just love, I mean, it makes me so happy when she was describing, because that's exactly the feeling when a little boy or girl is scared to even get in the water and then they can blow bubbles. It's just, it's wonderful.
And with that being said, you all offer as well CPR and first aid classes?
Yes. Well, those are, they kind of come around. They're not scheduled regularly, but we can. And we do lifeguard certification is one thing that we definitely do. And we encourage, it's obviously required if you're going to be a lifeguard. But those skills, like I said, if your child's going to be around water, you need to be able to swim. Because if they have trouble or they get stuck or they get scared, you need to be able to jump in and help them. It can't just be keeping your eyes on them. You need to be prepared because, like, I mean, it's a nightmare. You don't ever want to talk about it or think about it, but it's a nightmare that people live every day. And just because we're in a desert, we're not on the beach, the river never has water in it, it doesn't mean that. That just means we have more pools because that's the only way to get the water.
As we're wrapping up the program here, if you wouldn't mind both of you sharing with us, again, the date and time of the luncheon, who the speaker is, and what people need to do to purchase tickets and get more information about it.
Sure. So the Women's Luncheon is going to be April 27th. It starts, doors open at 11 a.m. and it goes until 1 p.m. We know that it's people's lunch hour, people work, so it ends promptly at 1. If you want to learn more and get more information, you can visit our website, ywcaelpaso.org. And if you don't know who Erin Gruel is, you can come with us to Alamo Draft House. They're going to have a special screening of the movie, as well as a Q&A with our new CEO, Dr. Sylvia Costa, who is a board member of the Freedom Writers Foundation. And that's going to be Tuesday, April 18th at 7 p.m. And more information, like I said, will be on our website and our Facebook page. And it's going to be a great event.
And the luncheon will be held where?
It's at the Convention Center.
And again, what is the website that they should go to?
ywcaelpaso.org.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Kayla Suarez and Lyra Maravini with the YWCA talking about the upcoming luncheon. That is on April 27th. And if you want to find out more information, ywcaelpaso.org. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you.
The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Luis Sainz.